This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2021. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Today is day 22 of our readings, and it's January 22. So today we will be reading from Genesis chapter 22, Psalm 24 verses 1 through 11, Proverbs chapter 4 verses 19 through 23, and Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 36. In Genesis, we will read the story of the offering of Isaac by Abraham. We see in this certainly a prophecy of our Heavenly Father offering His only begotten Son. We even hear the words, "My Son, God will provide for Himself the sheep for a whole burnt offering." And God does this with His own Son, Jesus, to bring salvation to us all. This is why this section is read on the fifth Friday of Great Lent and quoted several times in the New Testament. Psalm 24 is read in Great Compline and in the third hour prayers. We will read the first half today and finish it tomorrow. Now to the readings. Let's begin. Genesis chapter 22. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Take now your beloved son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a whole burnt offering on one of the mountains I tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son. And he split firewood for the whole burnt offering, and arose and went to the place God told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. Thus Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you." So Abraham took the firewood of the whole burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. Then he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. Then Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." Then he said, "Look, the fire and the firewood, but where is the sheep for a whole burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for Himself the sheep for a whole burnt offering." So the two of them went together. They came to the place where God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the firewood in order. And he bound Isaac his son hand and foot, and laid him on the altar upon the firewood. Then Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." So he said, "Here I am." He then replied, "Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know you fear God, since for my sake you have not spared your beloved son." Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him a ram was caught in a thicket by its horns. So he brought it for a whole burnt offering in the place of his son. Thus Abraham called the name of the place, "The Lord has appeared," as it is said to this day, "In the mountain the Lord was seen." Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you did this thing, and for my sake did not spare your beloved son, I will certainly bless you and assuredly multiply your seed, as the stars of heaven, and as the sand on the seashore, and your seed shall inherit the cities of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned to his servants, and they rose and went together to the well of Oath, and Abraham dwelt at the well of Oath. Now it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, Indeed, Milcah also has borne sons to your brother Nahor, Huz his firstborn, Buz his brother, Kemuel the father of Aram, Chesed, Hazo, Pildash, Jidlaf, and Bethuel. And Bethuel begot Rebekah. These eight Milcah bore to Nahor, Abraham's brother. His concubine, whose name was Reumah, also bore Tebah, Gaham, Fahash, and Maacah.
Psalm 24, verses 1 through 11. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, O my God. I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies laugh at me. For all who wait upon you shall not be ashamed. Let those who be ashamed who act lawlessly in vain. Make known your ways to me, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation, and on you I wait all the day. Remember your compassion, O Lord, and your mercy, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor of my ignorance, but remember me according to your mercy, because of your loving kindness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he will instruct sinners in his way. He will guide the gentle in judgment, he will teach the gentle his ways. All the ways of the Lord are mercy and truth for those who seek his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my sin, for it is great. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 19 through 23. My son, give heed to my word, and incline your ear to my words, that your fountains may not fail you. Guard them in your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing for all their flesh. Keep your heart with all watchfulness, for from these words are the issues of life. Put away from yourself a crooked mouth, and remove unrighteous lips far from you. Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 36. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a ghost, and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So he said, Come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him, and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, Truly, you are the Son of God. When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all that surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched it were made perfectly well.
This is the second time we read in the Gospel that Jesus permits his disciples to go through a storm. The first time he is in the boat, and this time he is outside the boat. I remember as a new parent when my wife and I would sit by the crib of our young daughter. She was comfortable when we were close by, but at night she cried when we walked outside the room. So for a period of a few weeks, we slowly moved our chairs further and further away from the crib. Each night, we were a little further away. When she fussed, we would assure her that we were there and had nothing to worry about. Eventually, we were out of the room, and she slept through the night. It feels a bit like this here with Jesus, the disciples, and the storms. The storms are part of life, and we need to continue our faith, even though they're there. And we also see that the rough waters and wind help the disciples to realize their need for Christ. Our storms help us to realize our need as well. Without Christ, we are powerless. St. Paisios said, "I wish you many years, but not for them to be too happy, because happiness in the world isn't really so healthy. When a man is too happy in this world, he forgets God and forgets death." We shall never be able to reach the other side, the kingdom, by our own strength. It's by God's grace. We all go through storms. Perhaps you're going through one today, right now. Take time to breathe, to remember Christ, to ask for guidance and strength to persevere. Hear his words within you. Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.